New Images of the Gods, The Lemnian Athena by Phidias. Before you stands Athena, the goddess of war, wisdom and craftsmanship. You can recognize her immediately by her animal skin or aegis. At its center stands a Gorgonion, a representation of the head of the Gorgon Medusa, while the edges are bordered by snakes with moving tongues. The arms are lost, but through comparison, we can reconstruct the original appearance of the goddess. In her left hand, she held a lance, and in her right hand, most probably her removed helmet. Written sources allow us to link the statue with the sculptor Phidias. In contrast to Polykleitos, he did not specialize in statues of athletes, but was distinguished by his production of numerous magnificent images of gods. Especially famous are his monumental gold-ivory statues, the statue of Athena Parthenos and of Zeus at Olympia. The Roman author Quintilian writes about the latter. The beauty of the Phidian Zeus seems to have added something to traditional religion. To such an extent is the majesty of the work equal to the majesty of the god. The new formal possibilities of classicism and the intellectual demands of the artists led to a differentiation of the image of the gods and to a detachment from the image of man. Phidias's gold and ivory statues, for example, were splendid representations of divine power, partly created using archaic iconographic conventions. Material luxury and monumentality transported these images out of the human sphere. A completely different vision of divinity becomes tangible before you in the Lemnian Athena. Thoughtful, not at all victorious, her head is slightly lowered. All that is martial and warlike is avoided. If its identification as the famous Lemnian Athena by Phidias is correct, the ancient observer will have recognized an even more specific political meaning in the statue. It was given around 450 BC as an offering by the inhabitants of the Greek island of Lemnos as a sign of their military loyalty to the Acropolis of Athens.